Looking for a verbal hand job?
Yes.
Release your frustrations and listen to Blunt Talk on Renegade Talk Radio.
Well, another night of stinky TV. The Oscars absolutely sucked. It was the worst yet. The collapse is happening, America, and it's happening right now. Yeah, baby. Renegade Nation, my name is Richie. Sammy has the day off, and I just wanted to let you know the American people are finally saying enough is enough of that garbage. The collapse. The numbers show the Oscars hit an all-time low. Now, to be honest with you, I did watch it last night, and I was absolutely... I don't even know what the word is. It was so fucking bad, Renegade Nation. It was the worst yet of these morons trying to show how great they are. The 90th Annual Academy Awards collapsed by a whopping 16%. I think it's even worse than that because the final numbers haven't come in yet. But Variety reports that the 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. portion of ABC's telecast averaged an 18.9 household rating. It's down about 16% from last year. Now, according to Deadline, 18.9 appears to be an all-time low. No, it's lower than that because they're not going to tell you the absolute truth. They never do. Why would they? Oh, hopefully the ratings will be updated once all the numbers are in. But, you know, in the past, those numbers will not change much either way. Well, I would think they would change to make it look like more people did watch it because that's what they do all the time. They don't care about people like us or Alex Jones or Noting Nicole or Sammy the Sausage Man or anybody else. They care about their numbers, how much more money they can make out of advertising. The writing's on the wall, Renegade Nation, for this ratings catastrophe all year. Almost every other award show suffered massive audience erosion. And there's no movie nominated for Best Picture for anyone to root for because it all sucks. The whole thing sucks. Nobody goes to the movie theaters anymore. Did you see that stupid thing where Jimmy Kimmel went to the movie theater and threw popcorn and hot dogs at them? And they sat there clapping and standing up. They probably paid them to be there. I thought that was stupid. Stupid! 7 out of the 9 nominees averaged just $47 million at the box office, which means only about 5 million people saw them. That's right, America. Nobody's going to the movie theaters. For one, it's too goddamn expensive. Popcorn's 10 bucks. The movie stinks. The tickets are expensive. People are staying home. They don't want to watch this garbage anymore. And you bring back Jimmy Kimmel back for another round as host? That's a big mistake, too. He's one of the most diverse of and polarizing figures in the country, a Trump-hating Democrat who regularly lectures the rest of us about embracing socialized medicine and giving up our guns. Who are you? Who are you, Kimball? Who do you represent? You came out of a vagina. Who the hell do you think you are? If you can levitate in front of me, I'll listen to you. Other than that, who gives a flying shit about you? With Kimball as the host, the Academy basically told 50% of the country to go watch something else. That's exactly right. I had to watch it. I had to force myself to watch it because I got to talk about it. And on top of insulting Trump voters, this Oscar telecast promised to be a lecture in favor of gun control by the elitist protected by hundreds of armed guards. Did you see the red carpet? They were all over the place with guns. And also against sexual harassment by the elitists who are either harassers or enablers. Where were the harassers at? How come they weren't there? And as the early ratings show, even Democrats were not interested in watching that kind of self-serving hypocrisy. Now, Renegade Nation, if Sunday's night telecast signaled anything, though, it is that Hollywood is going the same way as the mainstream media, down the toilet. With their ratings and credibility gone and knowing they have lost middle America forever, both institutions are blatantly and belligerently moving to the far left in hopes of at least holding on to that base of support, which is dwindling. Well, you know what? Here's what I have to say. Good. Maybe, hopefully, next year, Renegade Nation, they won't be on TV. It's good to see less and less Americans interested in the leftist drive. On the other hand, It almost should be mandatory viewing so the average American can see what an anti-American loon freak show elite liberals actually have become. I have never liked these shows to begin with, to be honest with you. Over the last 20 years, they've gotten worse and worse. And sure, all Americans want to watch people who play make-believe for a living and they wallow in an orgy of self-congratulatory verbal masturbation while attacking and attempting to destroy the nation's morals, standards, and culture. A lot of those movies happen to be about war and killing people. That's where they make their money. And then they throw sex into it and confuse everybody. Isn't it ironic while these usually compensated shitheads are always in some award show? We're not invited to any award shows. And the real heroes are the military, the firemen, the cops, and other first responders. They never get anywhere near these kinds of accolades. They don't get anything. They just sit up there, these elitists, and say, look at me. I am so much better than you. I'm better than all of you. Look at my expensive dress. Look how I look. I look so cool. Hollywood will never know what it means to be humble, Renegade Nation, unlike those who protect and serve. You know, it just, you know, I don't buy or watch any of this garbage movie shit anymore. I haven't been to the movies. I haven't been to the movies in like four or five years. I just don't want to go. They're putting out a shitty product. Why would you want to go pay for a shitty product? Because somebody said, some critic said, oh, it's really good. Hollywood produces garbage and has been producing garbage for a long time. And the acting is almost as bad as the crisis actors. Again, with the Alex Jones situation, getting kicked off of YouTube and crisis act, you don't know the truth. If they told you the truth, and I said this over and over and over, if they told you the truth, Renegade Nation, you wouldn't believe it anyway. That's the problem. They have confused the American people. Everybody's confused. But then they try to force you to watch this garbage on TV that they own. The leftists own that. The elitists own it. Kimmel did make some jokes about Weinstein and his way of mixing business with pleasure at earlier shows before the story broke. He assumed everybody knew at the time and accepted it. Anyway, it's as horrible as you would expect. It was just absolutely terrible. Oh, the minorities were wonderful and white men are about the worst they can be. And it goes on with this black stuff and the white stuff and they go back and forth. This whole thing is blatant, relentless, self-righteous, condescending hatred for their customers. They put out a shitty product. I said that earlier. They don't put out good stuff anymore. They don't. But they want everybody to pay them and for everybody to look at them and everybody to get it down on their knees and go, oh my God. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about another favorite of mine, Maxine. She's in the news again, but we're going to go back to 2010, 2009, when she diverted money from a bank. We're going to get into that. We're going to explain to you what Maxine is really about. That'll be coming up tomorrow. Anyway, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue the show.
Stick this in your ear.
The number one internet shock radio network.
Shock me with that deviant behavior.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Right, welcome back, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit. My name is Richie. Sammy's off today. Thanks to Alex Jones, the rest of the crew, Noni Nicole, and Toxic Wise Ass. Man, I'm still trying to get over last night. The more I think about it, Renegade Nation, what's going on, man? What happened to our country? Now, nobody cares what celebrities think. Nobody. Celebrities and their agents care about what they think, but nobody else cares. Hollywood needs to take a really long look in the mirror. Hollywood cannot tear itself away from the mirror. And celebrities are in love with their mirrors because they look at themselves and go, I'm in love with myself and I'm going to win and I'm going to beat you and I'm going to be number one and I'm going to make all the money. They are so in love with what they see in the mirror and they think that they are God's gift to the world. They're better than everybody else. They were born with the better semen and vagina walls. Pretty much because they are skilled at pretending to be better than you. And because they are good at play acting, they have millions of people staring at them on the screens and big screens at the theaters, or maybe the big screens at their homes.
They look at themselves and go, look how great I am. Look at me. Everybody adores me.
These play actors, Renegade Nation, honestly believe they are gods. Because so many sheep pay to watch their stupid acting. They're in another world. Their subconscious comes out and they become somebody else. It's time to quit supporting the fraudulent gods and quit worshiping them. They're nobody unless they can levitate in front of us. Then we'll listen. But other than that, there's no reason to watch them. For what? Quit paying for these movie tickets and these cable subscriptions. Cable is out of control. Do you know how much money it costs to have cable now? Look what they've done to you. They've taken free TV and made it into a pay. You have to pay to watch TV to watch them. The gods of Hollywood. The gods of the studios that know more than everybody else. Cancel your damn goddamn cable subscription. Let them know how you feel. And you're now subjected to these false gods. Quit watching their stupid award shows and their orgies of self-love. Quit watching their shallow, filthy, hollow entertainment and stop feeding this grotesque, ugly beast of self-love. I love you. They don't love you. They're telling you to go to the movies and pay the money so they can make a lot of money and fuck you. Oh, you don't think like that? You think that's too in your face? Really? Did I hurt your feelings? It's just like the NFL, Renegade Nation. Hollywood decided to pick a fight with half of America. The fallout rests with them. I am pretty damn sure all the Harvey whores were all dressed to attract some attention last night, and I'm sure all the security was well-armed. It was! But double round of hypocrisy. Oh, who wants to watch a leftist freak show celebrating themselves and giving each other them trophies? I always looked at that too. When I got my trophy, you didn't get one. I'm better than you. I got my trophy. It's like little children at a school play. I won. I'm better than you. Look at me. I'm prettier than you. And I got my trophy. Look at all my trophies. How come they don't have trophies for the plumbers? How come they don't have trophies for the people who build homes? How come they don't have trophies for the military? How come they don't do any of this on TV? They celebrate themselves and they give each other trophies. Apparently, not that many wanted to watch that stupid show last night. I was forced to watch it, but I'm not going to go on and on. But I want you to understand one thing. Don't watch it anymore. Don't. There's no need to. There's better things to do. Maybe turn off the TV for a while and pay more attention to people you love. Maybe you should pay more attention to your children. Maybe you should pay more attention to whatever else, but don't watch them. For what reason? Look at the stupid movies. Look at the terrible movies that are out there. They stink. Oh, and then we have to bow down and watch these gods, the people that are better than us, accept their trophies, and they make millions and millions of dollars. And what do? You sit there in your slumlord house. Tomorrow, Maxine, we're going to get into her. We're going to tell you what she's really about, which we talked about in 2010. Oh, but nobody listened. And the ones that did listen called us a kook. They called us kooks. Well, let me tell you something. You're going to learn something you didn't know anything about in 8 years ago about what she did. And on that note, I'm out of here. I'm going to take a Xanax and have some pot, and then I'll be back tomorrow to continue this conversation. And Renegade Nation, you have a pleasant day. Goodbye.